In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today, as usual, we have two Gospels, one for the day or the Sunday, and the second one is for the saint. We have two major saints today that we're celebrating. One of them is Martyr Mamans, and the other one is Saint John the Faster, the Patriarch of the Tsargrad, of the emperor's city. My beloved, what did we hear in the Gospel? In the Gospel we heard that the Lord was approached by a young man. This is the Gospel of the Sunday. And he approaches and says, "Good Master, what do I do to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven?" And the Lord had told him that, well, first you shouldn't be killing, you shouldn't be committing adultery, and you shouldn't steal, and you shouldn't give false witnesses. You should revere or respect your parents. And all those things, the young man said to the Lord, "I do that from childhood." And the Lord says, "Well, if you want to be perfect, then sell your property and give it away to the poor and follow me." And the young man was very rich. The Lord, of course, knew it. And his heart was tied to that riches, because as soon as he heard that, he got very sad. And he just walked away from the Lord. He couldn't take that because his heart was tied up to the riches. And the Lord says how difficult it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And my beloved, truly it is not possible if we have our heart tied up to the riches that we may have. Whatever it may be in material wealth, it may be in wisdom, it may be in talents, and whatever it may be. But if our heart is tied up more to that than to the Lord, we are not going to make it. We have to untie our heart from these temporary things and tie up our heart to our Lord. We have to follow him. And one of the Gospels of today, which was about that the Lord says, "Come unto me, all ye heavenly laden and burdened, and I shall give you rest." And be like me, Lord says, in the same Gospel, "meek and humble, and you shall find rest for your souls." Well, you know that if we look at ourselves, we know we don't have that meekness and humility. If we did, we would always have the peace in our heart. Do we have the peace in our heart? To our great regret, we see ourselves be irritated and upset and so on. And where does all this come? This all comes because of our pride, because of our self-love, when we can't stand it when somebody goes against our will. Well, my beloved, is it that bad? Yes, I hate to say that it many times becomes so bad. But the irritation sets in, as St. John of Kronstadt states to us, is when our heart feels the presence of the enemy. But how dare they come approaches when we belong to our Lord? Well, if we had the humility and the meekness, then they wouldn't dare to approach us. But it's because of our sins, because we have just judged our neighbor, his action, when he or she didn't fulfill our order or our wishes, or went against the grain, or against us. When somebody dares to go against us, how dare they? When we say to ourselves, not literally, but it flashes through us in our mind, and then we're displeased with the person, and instead of love, we have this displeasure, which is only the fruit of the pride, and the enemy then approaches to us. My beloved, how can we stop this? Well, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God, the acknowledgement of his presence. And the true wisdom is if we take the heart from everything that we have on this earth and the earthly, and cling our heart to the Lord. Then the Lord is always going to be with us, and the enemy is not going to be able to approach us at a long distance, my beloved. And then we have peace, and we have a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven. And having the peace is going to help so much our family members, those who live with us, or the community members where we live. If we always have the peace that comes from the love of God, and that comes from the humility, and that comes from the love of the heavenly dwellers, instead of the love for the temporary things, then it doesn't matter to us if all of a sudden we lose everything that we have, as the saying is, then if we lose everything, property, and wealth, and wisdom, the ability of thinking, and memory, and all those things, and talents, whatever it may be, whatever we have had our heart attached to, and if we lose those things, and it doesn't really matter to us, because our heart has attached itself to the Lord in the heavenly kingdom, and our heart is really already partially in the kingdom of heaven, and whatever happens at this earth, it doesn't matter that much at all, and we truly be able to glorify and thank God for whatever He sends, for we recognize whatever He does send to us, He sends us to us, because that is the best way and probably the only way for us to make it to heaven. He monitors every one of us and every one of our hearts, and He knows in what we need for us to be able to truly to find the connection with the Lord. And we need that connection. Without a connection to the Lord, my beloved, we don't stand a chance. When we don't have the Lord at our right side, that is able to help us and to be able to give us the strength to carry on whatever the Lord allows us to befall, and then we're not going to make it, and we are falling into first the depressions, as today they say, then finally we just can't take it anymore, and we start to first be enraged, and then finally we go into such a depression that we don't want to live here anymore at all, and we rebel against the Lord, and we do not accept His presence. And this is where we start to becoming the pupils of the enemy, of God's enemy, and it's a terrible, terrible state. And my beloved, let's pray harder, let's humble ourselves, and let's not allow ourselves to come to that state, but let us work on ourselves so that we will find the wisdom. The beginning of the wisdom is God, fear of God, knowledge of God's presence, and knowing His love for us, and that we'll be able to then, with His help and only with His help, acknowledging that, we'll be able to then carry all the crosses, whatever the God may, our God may give it to us for our salvation, and make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.